Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Good morning, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
So, at the risk of sounding like it's a pun, it is really a burning issue. The Ford Cougars, which keep catching fire. How many is it now?
It's up to 44 now, Darren. So say the siblings of Rachel Jimmy, who died in his Ford Cougar when it caught a light in the wilderness area back in December 2015. So that's 13 months already.
Yeah.
There's currently a massive dispute over where that fire in that Jimmy car started.
Yeah.
The Jimmy camp and its investigators insist it started under the dashboard, while Ford is adamant that the burn pattern suggests that it started at the back of the vehicle. And both sides are accusing the other, because there's a lot riding in this, obviously, because somebody died in this vehicle. They're both accusing the other of withholding evidence. Ford has actually gone as far as making a high court application to force the Jimmy camp to hand over what they say is two eyewitness statements saying that the fire started in the front, and a video of that fire, which proved their point, and to force the police to give them the inquest docket, which the police have been withholding. Just yesterday, Darren, a High Court judge chastised the police for failing to cooperate with Ford, and that whole matter has been postponed until next month, so to be continued.
Wow. And what about the other 43 Cougar fires? When did those happen? Why are we only really hearing about them now? Why haven't all these vehicles been recalled?
Okay, well, that's the crux of the matter, of course. These cars have been bursting into flames all over the place for the past year. And from what I can tell, the photos I've seen, all those fires have actually started in the front, whereas Ford, remember, is saying that the Rachel Jimmy fire started in the back. Ford knew about those fires, I've discovered, not only because the owners of those burnt-out cars obviously told them, but so have the insurance companies. They've identified a trend, and over these last few months, they've been raising the issue with Ford. Insurance companies don't like paying claims for damage caused by a manufacturing defect, obviously. But Ford has said nothing. They didn't say anything for a long time, not to the media and not to the owners of 1.6-litre Cougars that are affected, which doesn't sit well with Nivesh Supas out of Reservoir Hills, who had his 2014 Cougar checked out by a Ford dealership in Pinetown when a service light flashed up before the service was due. And he was assured on a number of occasions that the car was safe to drive. But 2 days after his most recent assurance, just after the public holiday in December, black smoke. He was actually driving to the dealership because the light came on again, would you believe?
Yeah.
And then he saw black smoke billowing out of his exhaust, and the next minute there was smoke coming out of his engine, followed by flames. I mean, nightmare. Mm. He didn't know about all the other cases at that stage, incidentally.
Okay.
He stopped his car, leapt out, ran across the road, and the fire was put out by a Metro Fire. Good for them. So that afternoon, can you picture this? He made a call to the dealership manager, who had assured him 2 days before that the car was safe to drive.
And I said, can you confirm that the car is safe to drive? And he said, yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. Absolutely safe to drive. And I said, now I'm certain I heard correctly. This to let you know your car burned down.
Can you imagine that conversation? Nivesh is astounded that a year after Rachel Jimmy died in his Cougar fire, and dozens of fires since, that the Ford dealership in December, mid-December, was not aware of any of the warning signs and knew to take his concerns really seriously. So finally, on December the 22nd, 5 days after Nivesh's incident, Ford urged owners, they came out publicly, I was working on the story for the Times at the time, they all urged all owners of 1.6-litre Cougars built between December 2012 and October 2014 to take their cars to a Ford dealer for a safety check of the cooler system, because they've worked out that engine overheating was the problem,
okay,
right, finally. But more Cougars have caught a light since then, about 10, I think, which is really disturbing if you think about it. Among them was a woman called Maria Daniels of Port Elizabeth. Poor woman had only bought her car a few weeks earlier. She was also unaware of the fire issue. And hers caught fire despite her asking a Ford dealership to do that coolant check a few days before.
So the coolant system isn't the problem after all?
No, not necessarily. Ford says that, unfortunately, in her case, the dealership didn't do a proper check. They just cleared the computer code. You really couldn't make this up.
And there hasn't been a recall. Why? That's what everyone seems to be asking. I mean, yes. 44 incidents of fires in a specific model of car in the same vehicle in the same country.
Okay.
That's a big red flag.
Yeah, well, some are saying that is the real burning issue. Ford keeps saying that they need to know what the problem is and how they can fix it before they go the route of a recall.
Mm.
For now, they don't know why the 1.5-litre Cougars, which replaced the 1.6 ones, and the 2-litre Cougars aren't affected at all. There hasn't been a single case among those, so those people are safe. So, as far as we know, the Cougars sold here, incidentally, are made in Europe, whereas the U.S. recall, there was a recall of 2013 Ford Escapes, which is what the Cougars are called there, and of course some are calling them the Fire Escapes. Those ones, the American ones, are built in the Louisville assembly plant in the U.S., so ours come from Europe. And Ford says there have been no other reports of European-made Cougars catching a light in other countries. So there's something about the way they're modified for this country that's causing the issue, obviously. And that's where we are in a nutshell. There's obviously many more legs to this story, and it's not, it's very far from over. Extraordinary story. Bottom line, if you drive one of these cars, do have that coolant system checked out ASAP. Make sure it's done properly. And no, we're hearing that people are taking their cars, and there's an hour delay in getting the parts needed to sort their that check out. So there's been some noise about that on Facebook. Ford South Africa has undertaken to provide anyone in that position with a courtesy car, so do insist on that.
Okay, nice to know that that you can now insist on that, because that's the big problem for South Africans. You know, you can't just hand your car out, hand your car in and say, okay, how do I get from A to B?
Exactly, and look, there's normally, we don't have a courtesy car, but in this case, Ford does need to bend over very far backwards to make this thing right, and they've come out publicly to say, we will give you a courtesy car if they don't have the parts to sort your problem out right then.
That's
and there.
That's a massive thing. And there are a hell of a lot of these cars on the road as
there well. There were 6,300 affected, which is a third, incidentally, of all the Cougars sold in this country. So it's that specific 1.6-litre batch.
Good to notice in the 1.5 and 2-litre that it is restricted to the 1.6. All right, so if you have any comments on the story, we'd love to hear from you as well on our WhatsApp number, 076-251-2360. That's 076-251-2360. East Coast Radio.